Greetings. My name is Valerie Hoffman, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to New Covenant Fellowship's online service. Regardless of who you are or what sort of faith you have, we hope you will be blessed and strengthened by what you hear from us today. I begin with a reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 13. The Lord told Elijah, "Go out and stand at the mountain before the Lord. The Lord is passing by." A very strong wind tore through the mountains and broke apart the stones before the Lord, but the Lord wasn't in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord wasn't in the fire. After the fire, there was a sound, thin, quiet. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his coat. He went out and stood at the cave's entrance. End of the scripture passage. Where should we go to seek God? Where will we hear his voice? Can we believe that he is with us wherever we are? In this passage from 1 Kings, God tells Elijah that he is passing by. If I were Elijah and heard this word from the Lord, and then saw a very strong wind tear rocks apart, I would probably think that this was God passing by. How did Elijah know that God wasn't in the wind? And then there was an earthquake and a fire, potentially catastrophic events that our insurance companies describe as acts of God, unless in the case of fire, it is arson. But somehow Elijah knew that God was not in the earthquake or the fire. Instead, when he heard a thin, quiet sound, he knew that God was present in it. So he wrapped his face in his coat, something prophets sometimes did in ancient times when receiving a divine word, and went out to wait and hear what God had to say. Again, if I were in Elijah's place, I might have been so overwhelmed by the wind, earthquake, and fire, I would have missed hearing God's voice. God can manifest his presence and his will in many ways. As Christians, we believe that God's greatest manifestation is in his Son, our Lord Jesus. Hebrews 1:3 says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word." After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. May our eyes be opened to see the glory of God in Jesus the Messiah and to know God's presence with us. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord God, we thank you for your great love, your faithfulness, and your desire to be in relationship with the people your hand has made. Open our eyes to see you and our hearts to receive of your Spirit. May our worship honor you and reflect some of your great glory. Come fill our hearts that they might reflect your beauty and love. In Jesus' name, amen.